जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरीवर धरी, गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरीवर धरी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन,
करताल मनोहर करताल,
जमुना तीर बनचरी, जमुना तीर बनचरी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरीवर धरी, गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरीवर धरी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तीर बनचरी, जमुना तीर बनचरी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya, Chakshuronmilitam Yena, Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtham Sthapitanena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Mancha kalpataru bhyasya kripa sindhu bhya evaca patitanam pavane bhyo vaishnave bhyo namo namaha namo maha vadanyaya krishna prema pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauradvishe Namaha Aradhyo Bhagavan Brajeshatanaya Tadhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachidupasana Brajavadu Vargenaya Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamamalam Premabhumartho Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatra Daruna Paraha Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Nidinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Desha Tarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Vasudevaya Jaya Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Shtau Darshita Sri Srimad His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासवि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोविना श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। मथुरा धाम की जय। द्वारका धाम की जय। जगन्नाथ धाम के मायापुर धाम की जय। गंगामय जमुनामय की जय। भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य महाप्रभु की जय। श्री गौरनिधाय की जय। श्री कृष्ण बलराम की जय। ललिता विशाखा राधा श्याम सुंदर की जय। श्री श्री राधा दामोदर की जय। इथाय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल गोरिश दसंबल डिवोटीज ऑल गोरिश दसंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ऑल गोरिश श्री गुरु श्री गौरांग हरे हरे कृष्ण। You don't say?
Hare Krishna.
You don't like?
Hare Krishna.
I like it. At least to say Hare Krishna at the beginning of the class, I like that. I don't like cold water. Okay. I didn't like that. So, I also like that you are here. The courtyard of Krishna Balaram Mandir, and underneath a tamal tree, Arivo. This morning, well, you could see there's not Bhagavatam verse on the board.
Very good.
There's some exciting things happening here. Static, not static, ecstatic. Okay, so there's not Bhagavatam. We have this verse, and we like to cover all the following verses meant. Yeah, the whole Damodarashtra ki. Yeah, I just thought of staying in the mood of this month. So this Damodarashtak certainly connects us with that mood, or revives that mood of month of the most auspicious month of Damodar. And as I decided to do that, I don't know whether you are happy I decided to do this, but you know, this is the garland from Radha Damodar temple. I don't remember receiving ever garland from Radha Damodar temple in the morning. So when Mataji said, Maharaj, Radha Damodar garland for you. So then I thought, Damodar is happy with me that I selected this topic. Some indication. It did not fall from his neck, around my neck, but someone brought it over, and it is here. Radha Damodar ki. Yashoda
Damodar
ki. And also, those were the deities, first deities of Vrindavan that I ever had seen. Those are the first deities actually. Those were the first deities in Vrindavan I had darshan of, all the way in 72. And as we sat for listening to Srimad Bhagavatam, a nectar of devotion classes from Srila Prabhupada, we were sitting underneath Tamal tree there also. So the same month, same deities, garland. Same Vrindavan, Vrindavan Dham and Ki. I mean, so many, many things, not just things, but festivals and pastimes keep happening throughout this month. Every day, every other day, every day, every night. That Radha Kunda appeared in the middle of the night, and so day and night thing or pastimes keep happening throughout this month. However, I think so. Of all those happenings, this pastime of Yashoda and Damodar, between Yashoda and Damodar, this is most significant. And it's a highlight of this month. Something that happened just one day. Ekada griha dasishu. Sukadeva Goswami. Swayam dadihi. Yashoda. Yashoda. Graha. Got it? Graha. Nanda Gehini, Yashoda cha Nanda Gehini, wife of Nanda Maharaj. She asked, "You maid servants, okay, you do something else today. You do this, you do sweeping, you do cleaning, you do this. And today I am going to swayam, myself, going to do the churning of the butter." Ekada. Sukadeva Goswami is not putting any date. He's making a general statement by saying Ekada, like once upon a time. But then we know that once upon a time, that time was during month of Kartik, and you started sleeping, some of you, already. Krishna just woke up, I was going to mention. It's early morning hours. And Krishna woke up. And there was no Yashoda around. Yashoda did not come to wake him up. Uti uti gopala. She did not do that day. Uti uti, please get up, please get up. And as soon as he would get up, first thing that he would do, the first pastime of Krishna, is what? Drinking the milk, the breast milk. Yashoda cha Mahabhaga papoyashastanam harihi, that most fortunate lady, Yashodacha Mahabhaga, Bhagyavan. Papur, someone is drinking. Who is that? Hari. Hari is drinking the breast milk of Yashoda. What a great good fortune of that Yashoda. Shukdev Goswami said this, Yashodacha Mahabhaga. So Krishna would do that, drinking breast milk every morning. But that morning, ekada, once upon a time or one morning, that did not happen. Anyway, I'm getting into narration of the pastime, which I did not want to, well, get into, because I wanted to go through these eight prayers. Damodar Astak. But what I was meant to say was, this pastime just took place one day, and it did not even take the whole day, part of the day. And so basically, and ultimately what happened was Yashoda bound Krishna and the mortar with the rope. That was the final act of that episode. And from that day, that Bal Gopal Krishna became known as Damodar. Dam and Udar put together becomes Damodar. Dam Udar. Dam is rope, Udar is belly. Krishna's stomach, belly. Damodar. The Lord bound up with the rope. That is Damodar. So that happening, that pastime, has become eternal pastime. A topic of deep meditation and topic of discussion. And Lord has become famous. He's famous for being makkhan chor. He's stealing, and he still becomes, thief becomes popular. So Krishna became known as Damodar. It is confirmed. It was confirmed. Oh, he steals. He's a butter thief. So many complaints were coming. Hey, Yashoda! Hey, Yashoda! Hey, hey! Every day. So many ladies coming over. But Yashoda always denied. No, no. How is that possible? How is that possible? What? My little boy, sweet, nice, well-behaved. And you think he's stealing? No. Your steel. And is there a shortage of butter at home? We have 900,000 cows. Tons of butter. Why would you go next door to steal the butter? No. And like that, Yashoda would always deny. But then, ekada. Once upon a time, that day, and that day was Diwali, right? You know. On the day of Deepavali, as Ram arrived in Ayodhya after the victory in Lanka, same day, in another age, just difference of one age, that was Treta Yuga, this is Dwapar Yuga. on that day, Deepavali, is Krishna supposed to be a good boy and well behaved, and he was caught white-handed by Yashoda. Caught, I knowingly said this. What kind of hand? What kind of Krishna's hand was it? What color? White-handed. Usually thieves and robbers and the killers are caught red-handed, blood red. Their hands become blood red. But Krishna's hands were white, full, bright white because of the butter. And he was caught. And then he had to be punished. And not he should be punished, but one who helped him to steal the butter should also be punished. So who helped him? The mortar helped him. If there was no mortar around, Krishna, there was no way he could have reached the butter hanging from the ceiling. And then he found the mortar, he placed right underneath the pot full of butter. He climbed up and then he had a fun morning. Good morning. And Hari Hari, time is running out. We better get to our business. We haven't even started. Namameshwaram Sachidananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Vrajamanam Yashoda Bhiyo Ulukhala Dhavamanam Param Ristamatyantato Dhritya Gopya. What is that name of the one who compiled? His name? Muni Satyavrat. Satyavrat Muni. Muni's compilation, this one is, which is supposed to be dialogue also between Narad and Shaunak Muni. So these eight beautiful prayers. Namami. These prayers are worship. This way we worship the Lord. We offer our obeisances unto the Lord. We glorify the Lord. Different things we do as we recite this Damodar Ashtak. The compiler of the Damodar Ashtak, he begins Ashtak with Namami. What is Namami? I offer Namami, Namaskar. I offer my obeisances, and he would do that from time in the middle, in the beginning, in the middle, at the end. He will again and again, 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 again and again. ऐसे श्री भगवान को मेरे व्हाट बारंबार प्रणाम है ऐसे कृष्णा लाइक दिस बिकॉज ही इज लाइक दिस आई वुड लाइक टू ऑफर माय ओबेसेंसेस बिकॉज ही इज लाइक दिस आई लव टू ऑफर माय ओबेसेंसेस अनटू सच कृष्णा सो नमामि. I offer my obeisances unto who? Namami Ishwaram. I offer my obeisances unto Ishwar. Amamishwaram. That's one thing. I offer my obeisances to Ishwar. Ishwaram, Parameshwaram, Krishnam. Sachidananda Rupam. I offer my... So this one day you have to say every time. It is not said here every time, not written. It won't fit into the meter like that. But one day goes with lots of items in this first verse also. Sachidananda Rupam Namami. You are with us? Yes? Stay here. Damodar is here. Sachidananda Rupam Namami. And who is offering namaskar? Aham Namami. Aham Namami. Aham Ishwaram Namami. Aham Sachidananda Rupam Namami. Very short, small statements in prose. This is a poetry, but you could make that into prose for understanding. You understand when it is better and when it is put into prose. Lasat Kundalam Namami. Wherever there is unto this kind of Damodar, I offer my obeisances unto. So Lasat Kundalam. We did not, you should have, maybe you understood. Sachidananda Rupam Namami. His rupam, his form is, what kind of form he has? What kind of form? He has Sachidananda Rupam. So I offer my obeisances unto. Lasat Kundalam is wearing. What is he wearing? Join us. Let's have a little interactive session. Right? This is a class, Bhagavatam class. So teachers usually get students to repeat to make sure they are, what they have understood is correct or heard what is correct. And also they will not sleep also. So keep them awake. So the brilliant kundal, earrings, one who wears, I offer my obeisances unto. Not just wholesale obeisances, but on retail basis. To this item, I offer my obeisances. To this item, I offer my obeisances. Because he is like this, I offer my obeisances. And like this, that's why I offer my obeisances. Obeisances again and again and again. Brajamanam, that is Lasat Kundalam Brajamanam. Those are brilliant, effulgent earrings he is wearing unto such Damodar. I offer my obeisances. Yashoda Bhiyo Ulukhala Dhavamanam. I offer my obeisances unto him, the Damodar, Dhavamanam, one who ran. Hey? Sleeping. One who... I caught him. What kind of handed? Close eyes. I caught him. I'm sure he was not meditating. Yes. So, Dhavamanam, one who was running. Why was he running? Yashoda Bhiya, because of the fear of Yashoda, he was running. And Ulukhalad, from where to where? He was on the top of that Ulukhal, the mortar, and he jumped down and started running away. Unto that Damodar, I offer my obeisance. Paramrishtam atyanta tato drutya gopya. And Yashoda followed him. And he was running very fast. Atyanta drutya gopya. He is running fast and she is trying to run faster but not able to manage because of her size. And Krishna is a little and young and, you know. Okay. So he's trying to stay away, not allowing Yashoda to catch up with him, not as of yet. It will happen. And then as he tried and tried, I think also it could be while he's still running and he's afraid. Rudantam muhurnetram yugmam rajantam karambhoja yugmena satankanetram. Either he's still running or he has been caught. And as that happened, what is he doing? Rudantam. He starts crying. Muhuhu. Crying again and again. And in fact, he's crying constantly. Not that he's stopping and then crying and stops and then cries. This muhuhu is for... It's also there. Muhuswasa kampa tri rekhanka kanta. Well, first of all, as he's crying, the tears coming from both of his eyes, and he's using both of his fists, and he starts rubbing both of his eyes. As he's crying, he's fearful, cannot even look at his mother or his eyes into mother's eyes. So that could also be a reason why he's trying to close his eyes. No, no, Yashoda, no, I can't. No, Yashoda. So it's a... Karambhoja yugmena, yugkara ambhoja, lotus hands, karambhoja yugmena, two, both. Karambhoja yugmena, satanka, satanka netram. Atanka means fearful. Very much afraid of satanka, atanka, atankavad, you know, atanka. Like a terrorism. And Krishna is terrorized. Because of Yashoda, Mother Yashoda. Afraid of Yashoda and Atank, Atanka Netram, Muhuswasa Kampa. I'm sure you have cried like this. Each one of you, at some point in your life, I'm sure you cried like that. Yes? Any exception? No exception. I did not even take note to this side. And because Krishna cried, we cried also. Krishna has set the standard. Mama vartmana vartante manushya partha sarvashaha. Lord said in Bhagavad Gita. Mama vartmana vartante. The path which I follow, the acts I perform, they are followed by the whole world. So he has, the way he cried as a baby, all the babies keep crying. It cannot be other way around, because the babies around the world, the way they cry, Krishna looked at and understood, okay, they are supposed to be crying, they cry like them, so let me also cry like that. No, it's other way around, it's other way around. Because Krishna cried, as a baby, a genuine, original, eternal baby, Krishna. He has set the standard. Of course, perverted reflection of that. But whatever we see in the reflection, where is it coming from? It has origin in Krishna. Three rekhanka kanta, and there are three rekhas, lines on the neck of Sri Krishna. They're always there. This way you get to know the details of the form of the Lord. When you go next time, go back to Krishna, and you are standing face to face, then you will remember, hey, we were told. It is exactly like that. It's exactly like this. Confirmed. Anyways, you don't have to really go and see and then is confirmed. Because this is Shastra. This is Praman. The Shastras are seeing and showing. Shastras see and show. Or those who have seen, they have compiled the Shastras, the scriptures, and the form. So it's confirmed. Because the scriptures say so, because Damodarashtakam says so, it has to be like that, and it is like this. Three rekhanka kanta stita graiva damodaram bhakti baddham stita graiva damodaram. And there's a locket. Griva is neck, and something that is hanging from his neck. From griva comes graiva, and there's a locket. Pendant, they call it pendant. And that is also moving, as his whole body is shaking, and whatever he's wearing around his, like this one. If I shake, this moves. So it's also moving. Iti driksva lila bhirananda kunde svaghosham nimajjantam akhyapayantam. And Satyavrat Muni says further, iti driksva lila bhir. Leela like this. Iti means whatever has been, it's only briefly explained. Certainly is clearly stating which leela. So iti drik, like this, iti drik, swalila bhir, by his own leela, leela bhihi, by his pastimes. Ananda kunde, that Damodar Krishna is, he fills kundas, the pool, kunda or lake or even ocean, of Ananda Kunde. There's so much bliss, ocean of bliss, because of iti driksva leela bhir. This leela becomes the cause of Ananda. How much Ananda? Ananda Kunde, so much Ananda. And who is taking advantage of this kundas? Swaghosham. The residents of Vrindavan. His associates. And what do? Nimajjantam. They jump right into that lake. They swim. They go dive deeper into it. And this is what we could say is Sarvatma snapanam. You heard that? Sarvatma snapanam param vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Sri Krishna Sankirtan, Sankirtan Andolan, movement of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. As we chant, this is also supposed to be creating kunda or lake of ananda. Here it is referred to this leela, so it's iti driksva leela, but as we chant Hare Krishna, it's already stated, anandam buddhi vardhanam, anandam buddhi vardhanam, pratipadam purnam ritarasa svadhanam. And then what the chanter, what he is supposed to be doing? Sarvatma snapanam. He drowns, he dives deeper into that ananda. Ena majjanti majjanti te maha anartha sagare. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur also say. Anyway, if we keep talking like this, we'll never see the end of this astak. Okay, we'll just carry on. So nimajjantam means merging, entering into, becoming part of nimagna, nimajjantam. Anakhyapayantam tadiyet tadiyeshit taggeshu bhaktair jitatvam una prematastam shatavratti vande. Again, vande has come here. I offer, well, vande, vandana. I worship, again, namami, I offer my obeisances unto the Lord. How many times? Shatavrati, shatavrati. Avrati means repetition. How many times? Shata, 100? Hundreds and hundreds of times, shatavrati, one day. And how do I do this? Premataha. With full of devotion, love for my Lord, I offer vandana, namaskar unto the Lord. And one thing that is also mentioned why I offer my vandana unto this Lord, bhaktair jitatvam. Damodar becomes jitatvam. He becomes conquered. He is conquered. Damodar is conquered by who? Bhaktaihi. By the bhaktas. Devotees conquer him. Otherwise he is unconquerable. Ajit Krishna. Ajit. Or even Ayodhya. Unconquerable. No matter what kind of yuddha, battle that you come up with, Ayodhya, the capital of Sri Ram, is never conquered. Unconquerable. So Krishna is like that. Lord is like that. But he becomes conquered by bhaktair jitatvam. Akhyapayantam, and he has become famous like this. He has become famous for being conquered by who? By his devotees. By his devotees' devotion, Lord is conquered. This is a statement, this Damodar Leela is making this statement. He could be conquered. He could be conquered. See how Yashoda conquered him? arrested him, bound him up. Varam deva moksham na moksham vadhim va na chanyam praneham vareshada piha. No. I do not want. Don't give me what? Varam. Don't give me benediction. Deva. Oh Lord, do not give me benediction. What? Moksham na moksham vadhim va. Anything all the way up to moksha and whatever in between. Mukti, bhukti kami and siddhi kami and this kami and that kami and all the way up to mukti. Okay. Bhukti, bhukti, mukti, siddhi. Okay. There are so many kamanas. All the way up to even in mukti I don't want. Moksha avadhi. Up to mukti. Anything from bottom all the way up to moksha I don't want. Na chanyam, na cha anyam and other similar vraneham. Vareshad. I know you are Vara Isha, or you are Varada, the giver of benediction. Or I know you are Varadraj, the king amongst the benedictors. You are Varesha, Vara Isha. But for me, no, I have no interest. Idam te vapurnatha gopala balam sadame manasya virastam kimanyai. Hari, you're okay? So far, so good. But oh, Gopal. Gopal! Oh, Gopal! Gopal Balam, Bal Gopal. Oh, Bal Gopal. What all that I want is sada, always manasi avirastam. You please stay in on my mind, in my heart, enter my mind. Let me always think of you, manmana. Let me do this, manmana. Manasi avirastam. Ki manyai, all other things, who cares? I don't care. Ki manyai, all other items, I don't care. I only want that you, may Krishna be with you. May God be with you. Right? Sometimes they say, may God. So you be always with me. And you be always beyond my mind. Let me always think of you. Idam te mukham bhoja vatyanta nilairvatam kuntalai snigdaraktai shagopya mukham bhojam. Now is the turn. It was karam bhojam earlier. Lotus hands now. So lotus face. Mukham bhojam. And your mukha ambuja. Your lotus face. Krishna is not yours. I'm trying to look for any lotus face here, but I didn't. Maybe some of you resemble some. Your Atma has your spirit, if I could see the spirit. Spirit's face is lotus face. Like father, like son. Or like father, like daughter. Why not? So many daughters are sitting here. We are children of Krishna. So if our father is beautiful, then right, this is also seen. The parents are beautiful, they have beautiful features, their children also become beautiful. If Krishna is beautiful, then we are beautiful. Then that beautiful form also has a lotus face and all that. So Lord's face is Mukham Bhujam. But it says Atyanta Neelair. That's Krishna's form is like that. Deep bluish. Ghana Sham, Ghana Eva Sham. Ghana Eva Sham. Krishna's complexion is Ghana Eva. Ghana is what? The clouds. And they have to be not the clouds in month of Kartik, but month of rainy season. Fresh monsoon clouds, Prabhupada. Fresh monsoon clouds. When they are loaded with lots of water drops and density is very high, then that complexion resembles Krishna's complexion. Ghana Eva Sham. So that is what? Atyanta Neelair Vratam Kuntalai. And that beautiful bluish deep face is covered or is hidden by the curly hair of you, O Bal Gopal. Snigdharaktaisya Gopya Mohoshyam Vitam Vimbarakta Dharam Me Manasya Virasta Amalam Lakshala Bhai. So similar earlier statements have been repeated here. That you please enter my mind. Please let me think of you, O Lord. And then what kind of Lord? Muhushchumbitam bimbrakta dharam me. Something reddish. The two things are reddish here, being pointed out. First of all, the lips of the Lord are reddish. Reddish like bimba. Bimba flower or fruit? Bimba fruit. Like a pomegranate, also something. Pomegranate inside the seeds. So the Lord's lips are, seven parts of body of the Lord are reddish, seven parts. One of them is lips. They are reddish, bimba rakta dharam me. And the cheeks are also reddish. There are marks of reddish because of muhushchumbitam. Yashoda is always doing chumban, kissing. From every now and then, she kisses her darling little boy, Bal Gopal. And his cheeks are very tender, not like elderly faces, or the skin on his face is not like a buffalo skin. No matter what you do with a buffalo, even if you bite, it's not going to leave any impression. But the face of this Bal Gopal is so tender. As Yashoda touches, but she only kind of even bites. Almost she likes to eat him up. No, he's so sweet. Put him into the heart. So as she kisses, the face becomes reddish. So reddish cheeks, and reddish lips. That's nice to nice beauty, right? Beauty is enhanced. He's already beautiful, but then he becomes enhanced beauty because of the especially reddish lips. Lips get your attention, right? When you look at the person, you kind of see the eyes and lips of the person. You may see the nose later on, and the ears, and hair later on will get attention. But first thing you see the eyes, and then lips. So he wants to manasi avirastam. He wants to keep this image. He wants to store. He wants to preserve this. And he says, "Alam lakshalabhaihi." I do not care for millions of other kinds of benefits and benedictions. No, no, I'm not interested. And now, moving along, if we are allowed. Namo Devada Modara Ananta Vishnu Prasida Prabho Dukha Jala Bhimagnam Kripa Drishti Vrishtyati Dinam Batanu Grahane Shama Magyam Edhek Shidrishyaha. So here, we want to quickly point out that Satyavrat Muni is addressing Lord in various ways. There are many addresses. You understand address? Oh, aho, hey, hey! This is address. Getting attention. Addressing. So what are those? Again, Namo is there. I offer my obeisance. This is going on. This mood is always there. While he's saying other things, he wants to offer obeisances. He's constantly offering obeisances. Obeisances to who again? Deva. Deva is one address. Deva. Adi Deva. Govinda Deva. Hari Deva. Oh Deva. That's one. Damodara. This is another address. Oh Damodar. Oh Deva, oh Damodar, oh Ananta, oh unlimited, Ananta, Vishnaho, oh Vishnu, Vishnaho. Hey Krishna Karuna, Sindhu, this also address. He is Karuna Sindhu, but when you address, it becomes Karuna Sindhu. He is Dina Bandhu. But when you address, it becomes Dina Bandhu. He is Vishnu. When you address, you want to address Vishnu, you say Vishnu. Like that. She is Radha, but when you want to address, it becomes Radhe. This is Radha, and address is Radhe. And Krishna is also, Hare Krishna is also address. Krishna, Krishna 8 times, each one is address. Like 16 names in Mahamantra, each one is address. That's why Krishna, it is Krishna, it's not Krishnaha. The two dots in front, that is Krishna. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. You take those two dots, visarga they call. You remove them immediately because, oh Krishna. There's a difference. Oh Krishna. So Hare Krishna means, hey Krishna, hey Radhe. Anyway, so Vishnaho, Prasida, Prabho. Prabhu becomes here. Prabho. Oh Prabho. Oh Prabho. And another address, Grihana Isha. Isha is address also. It's not in front of you, it's here. So these are addresses. Isha is address. Isha. Prabhu is address. Deva is addressed, Damodar is addressed, Ananti is addressed, Vishnu is addressed. About half dozen addresses is addressing. And there's a reason why each one. Why is he saying Vishnu? Why is he saying Damodar? Why is he saying Ananta? Why there is a this whole emotion, feeling, and there's a reason why that particular address. That we're not getting into that now. Kripa Drishti, and this is okay. So you are this, you are that, you are Prabhu, you are Vishnu, you are Ananta, you are Damodar. That's you, okay? And what about me? Look at me. Look at poor me. What kind of me? Dukkha Jalabdhi Magnam. Here I am, drowning in the ocean of Dukkha. Dukkha Jalabdhi Magnam. Abdhi means ocean. I'm not drowning in a drop of suffering, a little lota full of suffering, little pool. No, there's a whole ocean. Wherever I go, I suffer. I cannot get rid of this. Wherever I go, everywhere. Dukkha jala abdhi magnam, I'm absorbed. And dinam, poor I am. But alas, hi, oh, and also agyam. On the top of all this, I'm ignorant fool. I'm agyam, I'm dinam, I'm dukkha jala abdhi magnam. And I already said who you are. So what do I expect from such you and such kind of me? Kripa drishti, bas kripa drishti, vrishti, shower some kripa, mercy, with your drishti, with your the glance, shower merciful glance upon this wretched akshidrishyaha. And let me, with my eyes, see such you, Ananta, Damodar, Vishnu, Prabhu, Ish. Let me have darshan of you. Kuberatmajo, two more to go. If you could tolerate, Vacho Vegam and Jathara Vegam. Kuberatmajo Baddha Murdhaye Vayadvat Tvaya Mochito Bhakti Bhajo Krito Cha Tatha Prema Bhakti Svakame Prayacha Namokshe Graho Me Sthida Modareha. Now this pastime also took place the same day. The day Krishna was caught white-handed and he became known as Damodar because he was tied to the with the rope to the mortar. The two Kuber Atmajo. Kuber Atmaja means sons of Kubera, there are two, Kuberatmajo, Baddha Murtyaiva Yadvat. But you were bound up. In spite of you being bound up, what you did? Tvaya Mochito. You were bound, but you freed those two sons of Kubera, Manigriva and what is the other one? Nalakovar. And not only you freed them, liberated them, But bhakti bhajau krtaucha. You loaded them with so much bhakti, bhav. They were endowed with so much devotion, so much prem for you. Yadva, the way you dealt with those two sons of Kubera, the Satyavrat Muni says, Tatha. Like that. I like that. The way, Yadvat, the way you dealt with those two sons, liberated, that's no big deal, liberated, but main thing was you gave so much bhakti to them. Bhakti bhajo. Or you made them eligible. Kripa patra. Bhakti bhajo. Qualified. Deserving candidates for having bhakti tatha. Like that. Prema bhaktim svakame prayaccha. Give me your bhakti. Give me that kind of bhakti. Na mokshe. And again he's repeating. No moksha. No. I do not insist, he says. Na mokshe agraha, graha. Do not insist, not at all. I insist on this moksha business. Na mokshe graho me asti damodareha, O Damodar. He's addressing, O Damodar, only give me bhakti. And finally, Namaste Sudhamne Svaradyapti Dhamne Tvadiyo Daraya Thavishvasha Dhamne Namo Radhika Yei Tvadiyo Priya Yei Namo Nantalila Yadeva Yatubhyam. Now, Namaha. Again, you see, Namaha is there. I offer my obeisances. So finally, now he wants to offer obeisances to two parties or two items. Well, more than, there are more also, but half of this last astak, there are obeisances to two parties. One party is Namaha Astu. Let my obeisances be unto Spuradipti Damnes. Namaste to Damne. What is Damne? Not only robe, but unto robe. Dam is robe. Daman is robe, right? Daman is robe. And Damne is unto robe. So one is Damne. I offer my obeisances unto Damne. Listen to this carefully. I offer my obeisances unto Damne, the robe. Spuradipti Dhamne, who is abode or source of dipti, the effulgence. The robe is abode of the effulgence, the brilliant effulgent robe. So one is Dham, one is Dham. Dham is Dham. Dham of what? The robe is Dham, abode, refuge, they also say. Dham is refuge, take a shelter of, or the supporter of, the protector, like that. So this brilliant, effulgent robe, I offer my obeisances unto. So this is one obeisances to the robe. And Tvadiyo Udarayatha Vishvashadhamne. And I also offer my obeisances unto your udar, your belly. I want to offer my obeisances unto your belly, which is udar. I just offered my obeisances to Dham. Dham is Rup. Damodar, now I offer my obeisances unto Udar. Right? Dham, one obeisance is unto Dham, Rup. Another obeisance is unto Udar, the belly. And as Rup was Dham of the effulgence, your Udar, your belly is Dham, abode of Vishwa, Vishvasya Dhamne. Your that little belly is abode of the entire Vishwa. Whole universe is within you. Brahman, right? Brahman Ghat. Open your mouth. And as Krishna opened the mouth, what was inside? This whole Brahman. So whether that was right in the mouth or in his form or in the belly, here it is said, Udarayatha Vishvashadhamne. Your whole belly is abode of the Vishwa, the universe. And my obeisance is unto Udar. And that's the reason Yashoda was finding difficulty in tying up Krishna. No matter what length rope she managed to get, Krishna's belly, was it swelling, growing in size? Was it taking Virat Roop, universal form? No. The form remained the same. Maybe one foot or half meter round, even less. But the trouble was, inside there is what? There's a whole universe. So the rope has to be long enough to go around the universe. And that's why too short. Every time too short. Okay, and then two more obeisances. It begins with obeisances. Obeisances are going on and on and on. And now, Namo Radhikayai. My obeisances unto Radhika also. What kind of Radhika? Tvadiya Priyayai. Who is very, very dear to you. Tvadiya Priyayai. Radhika Yai. You have to say this. Radhika Yai. Radhika Yai. Like a Vrinda Yai. If you want to offer your obeisances to Radhika, you don't say Radhaya Namaha. Wrong. This is incorrect. But we end up saying Vrindaya, Vrindaya, Tulsi Devaya. This is all wrong. Whole world of ISKCON, most of the world is pronouncing it wrong. Brahmins from South India, if they would hear us, Vrindaya, Tulsi Devaya, they will have no clue of what we are talking about. What are you singing? They would only think these are ignorant fools. They don't even know simple thing. If you want to offer obeisances unto Vrinda, then you have to say Vrinda Yai, Tulasi Devyai again, Priya Yai. Why make so much effort? It's easy, Vrinda Yai, Tulasi Devyai. Vrinda Yai, Tulasi Devyai. Takes a lot of effort. And that is what the Sanskrit language is. The language wants you to make effort. It's not for lazy bums. Yes, make effort. And be conscientious also. So Radha Yai. Radha Yai Namaha. Vrinda yei namaha. Vrinda yei namaha. Vrinda yei tulasi devyei priya yei keshavashacha Vishnu bhakti pradadevi satyavatyei. Devi is a dress, so it's a devi. Doesn't change. So next time you sing, tomorrow morning, would you sing it correctly? It's not difficult. But if you think, you could do it. I know you could do it. You never thought of doing it. Really. Yeah, so my obeisances unto Radha, who is very dear to you, and also Namo Ananta Leelaya Devaya Tubhyam. My obeisances unto Devaya, unto Dev, who is Ananta, Ananta Leelaya, performer of unlimited pastimes, so many pastimes. And each pastime also becomes eternal. In that sense, it's also ananta. There's no end. And so it's unlimited. That's why this class is not coming to an end. Because it's unlimited. There's no limit. So namo ananta leelaya devaya tubhyam. Okay. I had to stop somewhere. So I'll stop here and see you this evening. Singing Radha Damodar. No, no, well. Yashoda Damodar Astakam Ki.
Aye.